I think it was nice to definitely get our British contingency sorted. You know, before I left, that was our main focus. I think we've added some pretty exciting players along the way. And obviously we got some work to do ahead of us. But yeah, I think having the Brits signed up was a relief for me and one of the goals I had before I took off.
And so are you fully refreshed and ready for the new campaign?
I guess so, yeah. You know,
jet lag permitting, maybe.
Yeah, a little tough jet lag right now, but no, I think it's looking like to be a pretty strong year. I think other teams are recruited well. You know, there's definitely a lot of good quality coming into all the sides. You know, you look at Noah Clark in Belfast, and obviously Greg Leib, and those types of players coming to the league. So I think it's going to be an exciting year.
Obviously, the fixtures were out yesterday. You had time to absorb that and sort of work out the ones to look out for.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I think we got a pretty tough start. You know, the Cardiff and Cardiff and Coventry and Coventry, and then Nottingham and Belfast. We're getting thrown right into it early, and I think it'll be a good test. You know, to see where we are early. So it's even more important that our training camp is crucial to where we'll see ourselves in the first, you know, 30 days of the season. But it's looking exciting. There's not there's no such thing as an easy game, but there aren't too many days you can come out or have an off day and come out with a result. And I think that's maybe been the case the last few years, is you could squeak wins out and those look to be gone those days. So I think it's going to be a much more competitive year and much more exciting for the fans and players.
And what about the new format with the North and South divisions? How does that have much bearing on how you approach the league campaign this season?
Well, it certainly is a different approach. You just have to look at the fixtures to realize that, and again, no disrespect to any teams in you know, the Edinburghs and that, but you know, when you back in the day, you rarely would see a Nottingham Belfast weekend. You might see a Dundee Nottingham or something like that, where you know possibly you might be able to squeak some not easy points, but some points away from maybe the lower club teams, and then you know gear up for that big game. But now you're looking at a back to back tough games, and we know what this league's like. They're all must win. You know, I think there'll be teams will suffer. You know, I don't think we're going to see the 46-5 or whatever Belfast put up last year. I don't think those records will stand. You know, I think there's going to be a lot more parity across the board and a lot more teams taking points off each other, which